My friend, we cannot keep this a secret any longer. Let us punish the guilty. Let us reward the innocent. My friend, can your heart stand the shocking facts about...
Welcome to Live Bloody Valentine. I'm Rich, here with Carolyn.
Hi.
And we just watched Gremlins. So, the elephant in the room for this movie is, and we'll just get it right out of the way before we get into any of the other shit about this movie, don't feed him after midnight, okay?
Yeah.
Arguably impossible.
Yeah.
Like.
Because it's after midnight somewhere. Everywhere.
Even more than that. Like, I'm not trying to be an insufferable douchebag like Neil deGrasse Tyson does with movies. He's like, oh, well, Star Wars can't be realistic. Me, I'm a physicist. Mm-hmm. I can always, almost always buy in to just anything in a movie.
Mm-hmm. Wait, were you thinking that noise the whole time I was saying stuff about this movie?
No.
Okay.
No. You don't, like, read his shit on Twitter?
I don't have Twitter.
It's a bit rough. It's rough. But I can usually buy into anything that makes even a little bit of sense. Like, the plot hole is rarely the entire main crux of the movie, though, like it is for this.
Okay.
So what I kind of assume here is that you can't feed them between, like, midnight and dawn.
Yeah.
Like, when the sun comes up.
Right. But anytime is after midnight.
Right, because...
at some point.
That's, like, it feels like that's the only explanation, right?
Yeah.
Like, they're not working off the actual clock, but, like, maybe where the moon is in the sky or something like that.
Yeah.
Because, like... every time is after midnight.
Right.
Like, even if you don't account for other time zones or any of that bullshit, every time is after midnight, because midnight is literally the first minute of the day.
Yes.
So if you said, like, don't feed him after 7 p.m., you'd have, like, you'd have a five-ish hour time frame where, you know, you can't feed him.
Right.
But literally... don't feed him after midnight means you can feed him from midnight to 12:01, and that's it.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that it's just midnight to, like, till the sun comes up, and that's it. It's some weird thing like that. And I have to do that. I have to choose to make that up because this movie's awesome, and okay. I can't let that ruin it for me. It's possibly the best PG movie ever made.
Was it PG?
Yes, it was PG. But
PG back in the day.
But this movie, this was put out by Steven Spielberg's company, right? Mm-hmm. And we'll fucking get into that. And Indiana Jones, which was a Steven Spielberg movie, were the reason that they added the PG-13 category.
Oh, okay.
So the violence in this movie and Indiana Jones are why they added PG-13. Mm-hmm. It was like 2 months after they came out. I don't want to talk about the cast too much because I know everybody, well, at least you don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
But Phoebe Cates, what a goddess. I always confuse her with Winnie Cooper from The Wonder Years.
So did I. Well, I didn't confuse her. I said she looked like her, and you thought she was her, and then you said she wasn't.
Yeah, I always confuse them. They look pretty similar.
Yeah.
Winnie Cooper from The Wonder Years?
I know.
Also a goddess.
I know.
So did you know Gizmo? Howie Mandel from Deal or No Deal?
I did not know
That's
that.
Who does his voice, yes.
He doesn't really have a voice. He's just, me.
Yeah, but he says things.
If anyone could have done that, I don't know why they had to have Howie Mandel. I mean, that was a big price for noise.
I don't think anybody could have done that.
Okay.
There's emotion and love in Gizmo's voice.
right.
Oh, no.
No.
See, I couldn't fucking do it. Bye, Billy. See? Can't do it. I don't have it in me, so not anybody can do it. Murray, who is the old wily veteran guy with the tractor,
mm-hmm.
he's played by Dick Miller, who's like was like an iconic character actor. He's been in a million horror movies. He was in The Howling, The Burbs. Remember The Burbs?
No.
We did this before. I said The Burbs, and he said no, and I said The Burbs.
Yeah, still no.
We've seen The Burbs.
Okay.
Tom Hanks.
No.
Okay. Chopping Mall?
No.
Mm-hmm. Chopping Mall is so good. Spoiler alert for Chopping Mall. There ain't no chopping in it.
Okay.
Very, very bizarre.
I thought we weren't going to talk about all the characters.
Demon Knight.
This is a minor character.
This is not a minor character. He might be a minor character in this movie, but he's a major character actor. And
okay,
he deserves...
he's a major actor. There's lots of major actors out there. We don't need to talk about them.
He's
if
awesome.
They weren't a major actor in this movie.
He's also on Terminator. Anyway.
Thank you for throwing that in there.
Corey Feldman was in this movie. Is that Corey Feldman?
I don't know who that is.
He is a little kid. Dressed like a tree at one point.
Oh my God. Why are you talking about the minor characters? You said you weren't gonna. You said everybody hates this. Well, definitely you hate this. So I'm not gonna do it. And you're doing it.
Okay, well, Corey Feldman is gonna be in a movie coming up here very, very soon.
Can't wait.
Main character in the movie. One of the main characters in the movie.
Okay.
So
we'll talk about him then. Shh.
Much more. Did you shush me?
Yeah, shh.
Carolyn, it's a podcast. I'm supposed to talk, not be shushed.
Okay, move along.
Okay.
Skip.
It's just a great cast, and I could talk about it all day. I could talk about it all day if you let me. So
where's the skip button?
I will not be let.
Skip.
Okay, done with the cast.
Thank you.
Movie written, Christopher Columbus. Not the one that sailed the ocean blue, the one that directed Home Alone. Remember Home Alone?
Yeah.
He directed that. Guess where he's from?
Don't care.
Pennsylvania.
Because magical world of Pennsylvania.
Magical world of Pennsylvania. Because horror movies would not be what they are today without the state of Pennsylvania and the greatness we've given to the world.
You say we, like you're a part of it.
I'm a part of Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And don't fucking sleep on lemonades.
I'm just going to sleep in general if you don't move along.
Okay, so let's get in the movie.
Yep.
I feel for the father in this movie, the inventor.
Yeah.
I feel real bad for him because I always have like ideas and shit and nobody takes them seriously.
No.
And they probably wouldn't work.
No.
So I feel like no one wants to hear my bullshit. But
you're
I'm gonna push my bullshit on you a little bit.
You are.
And I'm lovable.
Yeah.
And I mean well.
You're so cute.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm fat like him. Not usually anymore, but it's been known to happen.
Sometimes you wear a poncho.
He didn't wear a poncho, though.
You are wearing a poncho.
I am wearing a poncho. Like a legitimate... I think from Mexico poncho. It doesn't have tags or anything on it.
Yep.
It is extremely comfortable.
Okay.
And it looks so fucking
weird.
Hot on
weird.
Me. I look so hot.
Weird.
9 out of 11. So we get like the first, this movie is just fucking littered with references to Steven Spielberg. Because his company made the movie. He's in this movie at one point. He's one of the guys. I think he rides like the fucking bike. Remember when he's in that phone booth? The three-person phone booth?
Yeah.
And there's like a fucking robot talking on one?
Yeah.
And this guy drives past on a like a fucking big wheel or something?
Yeah.
That's Steven Spielberg.
Oh.
He's
nice.
Fucking... That, I don't know if like you have to kiss Steven Spielberg's ass to make a Steven Spielberg... movie for his company, but they put so many fucking references to Steven Spielberg shit in this goddamn movie. And the first one is the billboard for Rockin' Ricky Rialto. Remember the guy that's like, hey, you Ricky Rialto fans? You're not Ricky Rialto fans! And then the fucking gremlins kill him.
Yeah.
Well, there's a billboard for him in the beginning of the movie. He's dressed like fucking Indiana Jones.
Oh, okay.
So that was the first one. It makes me laugh, but it seems odd. Like, they really went out of their way to be like, hey, Steven Spielberg's involved in this. And Mrs. Deagle gives off some solid, solid Scrooge vibes.
Yeah.
She's a real...
I was glad when she died.
Real twat in this movie. She's like a mix of Scrooge and Cruella de Vil.
I was thinking Umbridge.
From Dolores from fucking Harry Potter?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see it. She's a real fucking monster. I forgot Judge Reinhold was in this movie.
Are you talking
to me? I didn't mean
to. Get the fuck out of here.
It's a reunion.
Stop it.
Reinhold and Phoebe Cates. You remember?
Finkel is Einhorn. Einhorn is Finkel.
Do you remember Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
No.
What do you mean, though? Remember Judge Reinhold was jerking off and Phoebe Cates was in the pool and she gets out of the pool and she takes her top off and they like she like catches him?
No.
Oh, my God. We watched it like 2 months ago.
I don't like your movies.
Everybody likes Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
I didn't.
I think you probably did.
I think you just like that scene because your girl's taking her top off.
Every man, virile male, my age likes that.
It's not if they're gay.
They even like it. You ain't gonna fucking tell me otherwise. But this dude makes a career out of like pining for her. He whacks it to her in Fast Times at Ridgemont High, and then he tries to get her to go.
To you?
No, I could not even speak to her. Let alone try to invite her back to my house because I have cable television. No. Maybe I could speak to her.
Hi.
Yeah.
I've seen you try to flirt. It's not pretty.
Yeah, it's not good. I mean, like, I think the only person I couldn't speak to is Christina Ricci. I'd just be like...
You didn't, just bubbling.
You didn't hear me you didn't hear me say anything there because that's what I would say. But for being, like, the head of the household is a failed inventor. Like, his inventions suck. You can't even give them away. They seem to be doing all right. They have a nice house.
And his wife still adored him.
Oh, she did. She even absolutely adored him.
All the inventions driving her crazy.
Yeah, she even, like, used them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, would you use my fucking shitty inventions?
I use your shit now.
If I wasn't around, though, like, and I made an invention, would you use the fucking thing? She even tried to use that shit when he wasn't around, like that phone thing. She knew he was in like another state and she was trying to use his invention because she adored him.
I will try to be more adoring like that lady.
Dude paid $300 for Gizmo though in 1984. So it's like $750 now.
Yeah.
For somebody that cannot sell a single invention.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fucking cash to drop on a fucking alien or whatever the fuck it is. Yeah. And Gizmo is too adorable.
Yeah, he's cute.
Especially when he's muttering shit in English and they wrapped his little head up like a mummy after he got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
He's so fucking adorable.
The whole time I'm saying stuff like, if you can feed him, how come he can't drink? What does he drink if he can't have water? Does he poop? Does he pee? If he's eating, he has to be able to poop. And you're like thinking that in your head that I need to shut up because I sound like that dude.
Like, who gives a shit if it has to shit?
Yeah.
No, I was not thinking that at all.
Well, anytime you bring an animal in my house, I'm like, oh my God, it's going to shit on my floor.
Yeah, I don't think Mogwai's shit or pee.
Yeah. Where does it go? Because they certainly eat a lot.
I don't know where it goes. I don't know. Do they eat a lot? I didn't see fucking Gizmo eat at all.
He said he fed him.
Well, I know he turned down chicken, but I think it's because he knew it was after midnight.
Yes. He's a good boy.
Yeah, he could have been a better boy if he had been like, hey, Billy, it's after midnight.
Yeah.
And you're going to feed all those chicken. So I knew clumsy-ass Pete was going to be the one that got the water on him. I kept watching that glass that he had, but I think it was milk in the glass.
Mm-hmm.
I totally forgot he was going to knock over the fucking paintbrushes filled with water.
Yeah.
The paintbrush glass filled with water, causing poor Gizmo to give birth.
It didn't really give birth. They just kind of spawned.
Don't you wish it was that easy?
Well, I wish it was that easy for me to have done it, but I don't wish it was that easy for other people to procreate because, boy, there are some people that it needs to be a bit harder for.
Yeah. Yeah, like, if just the birthing process was that easy, it just popped off you.
Yeah.
Meow. That'd be fine.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, not so many at a time.
No, not five at a time.
No.
So, it legitimately hurts my feelings that they bully Gizmo.
I know, and they had him all strung up on the dartboard. It was so sad.
They strung up the dog.
Shaking.
They strung up the dog.
I know, they're little bitches.
They kind of got away with that, though, because he just blamed that old lady for that. Yeah. So do you think Billy has game?
Has game?
Yeah, because after they strung up the dog and stuff, then he like asks Phoebe, or not Phoebe. Yeah, Phoebe Cates is her real name, but Kate. She's into him.
Yeah.
Would that nice guy stuff work on you?
What nice guy stuff?
Well, he's just a nice.
I like nice guys.
Sort of naive, unassuming gentleman.
Yeah, I guess.
I thought you were into bad boys like me.
You're not a bad boy. I don't know why you think that. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're a bad boy. What do you want from me? Once again, nothing makes you happy.
What do you want from me?
Not a podcast unless somebody sings.
I'm pretty happy right now, though, so something makes me happy. Podcast makes me happy. You know what doesn't make me happy? Movies where they take a scientific problem to a fucking science teacher. It bugs me in this, and it bugs me in Stranger Things, which isn't a movie.
What, they're not a real scientist?
No. And, all right, what kind of test is he going to run? A science teacher.
Yeah.
Is he going to fucking map his genome?
Yeah.
It's not, I'm not trying to knock on high school science teachers here, but let's fucking get real. They're not making fucking genetic discoveries in their off time.
They are not scientists. They teach science. They are teachers.
Am I to believe he's at fucking up running experiments on a goddamn mogwai till 2:20 a.m. on a fucking school night?
I bet they don't even have access to needles. Not legally, anyways.
Yeah. Stop that shit with the fucking science teacher genius. That's fucking bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
They changed the ratings of movies because this one was so violent. I thought the grossest thing in it was when they were eating the fucking chicken, though. That was so gross.
The chicken and hatching. It was just like the slimy goo that was gross.
Yeah, it all stuck with me. Like, that was the most vivid memories of the movies.
That was going to be gross before we seen it here. Like, that you remembered that.
Yeah, that was my most vivid memories of this movie. And I remember the whole movie. Mm-hmm. Like, nothing surprised me in the movie or anything like that. But that was my most vivid memory of the movie, was them eating that fucking chicken, and it was so fucking gross. Why do you have that much chicken ready to go?
Yeah.
Leftover. He had, a dozen fucking leftover chicken legs?
Mm-hmm.
Ill. Fucking ill, man. So then we cut back to the high school, and it took 50 minutes for you to finally squeal.
It got me good.
It really did. That was the only time it got you.
Because I actually screamed.
Yeah. Yeah, you did. You screamed real fucking loud.
It got me.
That was the only jump scare they tried, and it got you.
I was mad.
They batted 100%.
It got me good.
Billy finds Mr. Roy with a needle in his ass.
Yeah. What was in the needle? Did they freaking killed him?
I don't know.
In a science lab at a high school.
Yeah, who knows? That's a pretty fucking good science lab, though. He was sending off fucking blood for genetic testing and everything.
And had something that could kill him with one syringe full.
Yeah. And let me reiterate, though. Throwing darts at Gizmo and bullying Gizmo, it hurts my feelings for real. It does. It really hurts my feelings for real. And throwing Gizmo down the laundry chute is not okay either. Like, none of that shit's okay.
Yeah, but that probably saved him.
Yeah, it probably did save him, but...
They quit picking on him then because he was hiding.
Why they gotta be such dicks to him?
I know.
Like, what did he do? They're not dicks to each other.
He spawned them.
Yeah. He wouldn't even exist without them. Yeah. He wouldn't even exist without him. He's their dad and their mom.
Yeah.
So then Billy's phoning home to save his mommy. And they actually fucking, that goddamn gremlin says, phone home, caca, which is a goddamn E.T. reference.
Mm-hmm. Is that Spielberg?
Of course.
Oh, okay.
Of course it is. It's just, this movie is just like, hey, Spielberg, I'm going to fucking pat that back. Give me that thing. And you think caca is just shit. Like,
it doo-doo. It is in Spanish, right?
Doo-doo. I don't know if it's in Spanish or something, but it is shit and something. So you think that means...
I'll Google translate it.
E.T. is shit.
Is that what it means?
No, that's what
in your brain?
That's what I fucking came up with.
Just do English. Caca. Poop.
Yep.
Yeah.
E.T. is poop. That's what I'm fucking sticking with. There was another scene, too, where they mention E.T., sort of, on the movie, The Marquee. They have the original title of E.T., but I forget what it said. I just know that one. So Billy's mom can really fucking handle herself.
Yeah, she did real good.
And
she killed half of them herself.
Yeah, and she finally found a use for that fucking juicer.
Mm-hmm.
It
gross.
Did exactly what it did to oranges, to gremlins.
Yep. She freaking microwaved one.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really good. Mm-hmm. She probably should have went with him to kill the rest of the gremlins instead of being taken to the doctor's house.
Mm-hmm.
But she couldn't kill them all, and he went to the YMCA pool,
which
looked like a real fun time, actually, if there wasn't a bunch of gremlins in it. Being in a big pool like that,
bubbling.
It looked like a massive fucking hot tub
yeah.
with all kinds of crazy lights in it. For things that are afraid of lights, there were a lot of lights and shit. Like, there were a lot of lights in that for no reason. Like, why would there be lights?
They were generating light with the magic of them spawning off.
Yeah, because when they fucking hatched out of their eggs, there was light in the eggs. Like, green light coming out of the eggs and shit. So I don't know what that was all about.
Well, it wasn't a bright light.
No, it wasn't.
It was a dull light.
Bright light. See, I can't do it. I'm too fucking manly. My voice is so goddamn manly. I could see why you're in love with me.
I know. All these ladies listening in, they're going to have to sit on a towel.
Yeah. Probably. Wear a diaper or something. The police in this movie reminded me exactly of the cops from Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Yeah.
Killer Clowns from Outer Space. Different actors. They have like the exact same voice. They might as well be the same actors. Same dismissive attitude. Same fucking arrogance.
Died instantly.
Yeah. And then Murray. See, here's why when I was keeping my kills, you said about Murray, you said those two died. And I said, I don't know about Murray. I'm almost positive that Murray is in the second one. So I don't think his ass died. But you wouldn't know that because the second one didn't come out then.
Right.
So I didn't know whether to keep
him. I mean, did the cops die? Their car flipped over. I flipped over my car when I was 16. I died.
Yeah, it was
all. I barely even got hurt.
It was all extremely ambiguous.
Yeah.
So what I have is 7 to 9 kills, but you can't really know. Yeah. But Murray, he would fit right in with fucking 75% of the people that post on my fucking on Facebook about foreigners.
Foreigners. Yeah.
Shit.
One of his shows flipped to a different station and they were speaking a different language. He goes, foreign.
Yeah. You can't have that. And not in this fucking country, buddy. So he would have fit right in driving a fucking tractor down the street with 90% of the people I know.
You know a lot of people with tractors?
I know a lot of people that would drive a tractor down the street if they fucking had one. And that would post about foreigners on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
We got mail popping out of mailboxes. If I put a letter in a mailbox, too, and it pops out, A, I'm not trying to put it back in because there's something fucking fuckery going on.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody else comes, I'm going to say, hey, there's some fuckery going on. So don't go in the mailbox.
Yeah, don't put your mail in there. Who puts their whole hand in the mailbox anyways?
Yeah,
why did
I don't.
You do that?
I don't. I'm not going to say I'm scared that something's in the mailbox. But I'm not thrilled with the idea that there could be something in the fucking mailbox. Or a bee or anything could be in there to sting me or to bite me.
They don't have those flaps anymore.
No.
I don't think.
I don't know.
It's just an open
I haven't seen
shoot.
One, yeah. So I don't like it. There could be a disgruntled mailman in there ready to stab me.
Or a tiny animal ready to bite you.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it. The mailman should take our fucking packages off our porch, which they don't do anymore for some reason. That's what should happen.
She said it's because she walks.
Aw.
She can't be walking around with packages.
Well, what happened to the fucking mailmen that don't walk?
We had a mail guy who used a truck. I don't know what happened, but now I have a mail lady and she walks. She's a walker, so she won't.
Do you know who you can fucking blame for the mail sucking?
Trump.
Donald John Trump. Yeah. And his stupid assholes at the fucking United States Postal Service that literally ruined the fucking mail. Yeah. So do we feel bad for Mrs. Deagle for dying?
No.
No, fuck no, we don't.
It was hilarious.
She hates Christmas carolers. They drive this bitch up the fucking wall.
Yeah, all the way up.
You will only
and then out the window.
You will only appreciate that joke if you remember how she died. But it's real fucking good. So, at the very least, if you're not going to watch the movie, at least watch her death. Because you'll fucking like that joke. I promise it was real good. But if you don't watch it, you will not get it. Driver, these carolers are driving me up the wall. That's what she should have fucking said.
Yep.
So at least watch her death and then laugh at my joke and then tell me how good my joke is.
We got to pat your back like you're Spielberg over there, huh?
Yeah. I'm the Spielberg of podcasting. So then we cut to the fucking, the monsters are killing Santa Claus.
I know.
And these drunk fucking cops just flee the scene like they're Ted Cruz in an ice storm.
Yeah, roll the window up first.
Yeah. And they both got burned almost immediately for their cowardice, just like Ted Cruz.
Yep. What?
Nothing. Oh, laugh at my Ted Cruz jokes, too. God damn you. I guess one laugh was enough out of you for the night.
Yep. That's my quota.
A weird thing about the gremlins is, A, alcohol doesn't make them have gremlin babies. It's just water, apparently, because they're getting drunk as fuck in that bar.
Yeah. It's just plain water.
Yeah.
Apparently they can. So could they drink Kool-Aid?
Maybe.
Could they drink tea?
I don't know, because coffee? There's chlorine in the pool, too, so.
Oh, yeah.
There must be some level.
Chemicals in the water. Turning the friggin' frogs gay. You laughed at my joke.
See, I laugh at your Alex it's Jones joke.
A little chuckle.
So, like, by normal people standards, the gremlins that are drunk are awful. But by gremlin standards, when they get drunk, they're actually a little bit better.
Yeah, they didn't even kill the.
No, the worst thing they did to Kate was that one guy flashed her.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah. And then, the rest of them are walking around naked, but he flashed her and made it sexual.
Yeah, he made it fucking weird, even though no one's wearing clothes.
Nope.
It's like him and that one cross-dressing gremlin was wearing clothes,
uh-huh.
Which I'm assuming was a cross-dressing gremlin. It might not have been. It might have just been a female gremlin. I'm sorry for assuming. It was certainly real fucking ugly, though. But yeah, otherwise they're murdering people and everything. Mm-hmm. But when they're drinking, they're just fucking with each other.
A good time.
The only murder that happened in there was one gremlin killed another gremlin.
Yeah.
Gremlin on gremlin crime.
Yeah. Well, I think two of them. One of them got smashed in the head.
Oh,
one
yeah.
Of them got shot.
Yeah. With a little gun. I didn't like how they had little weapons. They should have had normal sized weapons, because where the fuck would they get little weapons from? Even that crossbow he shoots him with later on is a little crossbow.
Yeah.
At least the chainsaw was big enough. It was like a normal
size.
Where'd
they get the clothes, babe? Like.
Yeah, where do you get that little trench coat? Yeah. I don't know. It's pretty fucking awesome. Who cares where he got it? It's awesome. The bar scene is where they lost you, though, for this movie, isn't it?
Yeah, I was done. It was stupid. It was too long and drawn out. And the OCD in me, I was like, who's going to have to clean up all this mess afterwards? Oh, my God, I would be so mad.
You were worried about the cleaning lady?
I was.
Wow.
So much mess is everywhere. Every time they do anything and throw the popcorn, I'm like, oh, my God, so much mess they're going to have to clean up.
So you were probably happy when they blew up the movie theater, because then some poor schmuck wasn't going to have to come clean it up.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's one way to take care of a mess. I kind of agree with the bar scene. I think it went on too long, and I don't think it was as funny as they thought.
Yeah.
Like, him shooting him at the card game was funny, him hitting him with the pan or whatever the fuck it was funny.
Mm-hmm.
And the flasher was really funny.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. Nothing else was funny.
Yeah, there was quite a bit they could have cut out of there.
Yeah. And then they go, like, the only serious, super serious part of this movie is her explaining how her fucking dad died.
Yeah.
Like, that really did not fit in the fucking movie.
No.
The tone and everything was like, I was like, what the fuck is going on here?
That whole thing could have been left out. There was no reason for her to say she hated Christmas and to give him a big lecture before she said she got on a date with him about how she hates Christmas and people get depressed at Christmas. Like,
people cut their wrists on Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really was kind of fucking pointless, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's like, while you're carving the ham, others are carving their wrists or something. Yeah. It's like, whoa, calm down.
Yeah. She found out there's no Santa because her fucking dad fell down the chimney and broke his neck.
Yeah.
If I'm ever even thinking about climbing down a fucking chimney, do not let me do it.
Why would I ever let you do that? I'm usually pretty good about keeping you alive.
Yeah, but just don't ever. I would never, like, try to surprise you. Like, if I'm going to climb down the chimney, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah, you're not climbing down a chimney, okay?
Just don't let me climb down the chimney.
Yeah, you're not.
Especially our chimney. Just goes.
I don't even know where it goes.
It goes to the basement.
Straight to hell.
It goes to the basement.
Straight to hell.
Remember where that bat came in that one time? That's where the bat came.
You don't want to tell the bat story on this podcast if you want people to like you.
Listen, now, we're not going to tell the bat story, but people will be on my side about the bat story.
No, they won't.
Yes, they would.
Every time you think they're on your side, they're not on your side. They're on my side. Even your friends are on my side.
No, well, they're wrong.
They'll say, I see your point, Rich. But I'm on Carolyn's side here.
They're wrong if they say that. Because
say it.
I was being
every time
a hero.
You weren't.
Yes, I was.
Keep talking about it. We're going to tell a story. Do you want to tell a story? I'm giving you my mom voice here. I'm giving you a choice.
Here's the thing about the story.
All right, we're telling the story.
You don't know the story.
I do know the story.
I was awake for the story. You weren't awake for it.
I know what happened. A bat was in the house.
Yes.
You ran outside.
There is far more to the story.
You ran outside because you were scared of the bat.
There is far more to this story than that.
Then you realized you can't leave the house with a bat inside of it. And you figure out a way to get back inside.
By walking.
With a weapon.
Yeah, with a weapon. Key phrase. Was with a weapon.
The weapon was because you had no choice but to come back in. It was, you did not leave this house looking for a weapon. There are many more weapons inside our house than outside of our house.
No, because I knew exactly what weapon I wanted.
You didn't. You did not know exactly what weapon you wanted until you were outside thinking, fuck, I need a weapon.
No.
Your first instinct was not, where's a weapon? Oh, outside in the car. Your first instinct was, there's a fucking bat, I'm out.
Mm-mm.
And you left the house leaving your wife and children defenseless and sleeping with a killer bat on the loose.
Not killer.
Nope, you're out.
Regular
you
bat.
Ran right out the door.
No.
Yes, you did.
Okay, that's your version of the events, which none of which you were awake for. 0% of it were you awake for.
And what is your version?
My version is the Pittsburgh Penguins have just won the Stanley Cup.
What does that have to do with anything?
It is early, early morning. I've called off work because I'm going to Pittsburgh to watch the parade with my friend. It is very early
in
the morning.
Back when you had a friend.
It is very early in the morning.
Yep.
I.
So far accurate, then correlates with my story.
I am on one knee tying my shoe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm under a ceiling fan with the light on.
Mm-hmm.
I see a shadow, which I figure is the fan.
Mm-hmm.
But I look up and it's a bat. So I'm like, oh shit, I gotta do something about this bat. So I grab my keys and I walk outside.
You walk. You just casually stroll outside with your keys after you see a bat.
As someone who was awake for this,
okay,
I
am clarifying. I'm asking a question. I would like for you to clarify. Did you casually stroll out of the house with your keys nonchalantly like you just spoke the words to me?
I never said nonchalantly. Maybe nonchalantly. Maybe more of a trot.
A trot.
It wasn't a run. It wasn't even a jog. Maybe an old lady power walk. With my keys. But I had the presence of mind to grab my keys.
Because you wanted to escape the bat.
No. Why the fuck would I need my keys? Do you think I'm going to drive away?
Yeah, you're just going to leave us here. You're never text see me. Bat in a house. Bye.
I wasn't even the one driving to Pittsburgh. There was no reason for me to grab my keys unless I had a plan.
Well, you had needed your keys because you were going to lock the door. You had your keys already because you were going to lock the door.
I didn't have my keys already. Did not have my keys already.
So you found your keys?
I walked over and grabbed my keys. I didn't find them. It's not like I hide my keys whenever I get home and I'm like, oh, tomorrow I'm going to have a fun time looking for my keys.
So you needed a weapon. You found your keys?
I wasn't going to use my keys.
To go outside to get a weapon?
Yeah, because it was the first thing I thought of.
There's a whole house full of weapons.
Well, it's not like I'm going to come get a gun and shoot the fucking thing. Oh, yeah, I'm going to grab my pistol and just blow a fucking hole in the bat flying around the house.
I didn't mean assault weapons. What did you grab? You grabbed like a snow scraper or something.
Yeah, but it's a big snow scraper.
I mean, we had brooms and mops.
I don't know where the broom is.
You don't. I am not surprised by that statement. You need to get back to this movie.
Fucking mop. What the hell's wrong with you? Like, I know where any of that shit is.
Oh my god.
So I went out there.
Never use a broom in your life.
I went out there. I unlocked the door, and I got my snow scraper out of the car. And it's not like one of those little ass snow scrapers. It's a long one. It's about as long as my arm. I could swing it like a bat and hit the bat. Mm-hmm. So that's what I was doing. Carolyn, on the other hand, seems to think I ran out of the house.
He is scared to death of bats. Like, I don't know, number two fear of animals.
What's number one?
I don't know. The bats could be number one.
Carolyn is under the impression that I just ran out of the house and
look
to save face, I got a snow scraper.
Look, if I sneak the snake in the house, I don't care if my youngins are here. I'd be out the house too. I just want you to admit it. That's all. I just want you to say, yeah, you're right. I fucking booked it out the house when I seen a bat flying around. I was scared. And then I came to my senses. I grabbed a weapon and I was ready to fight it off for you guys. No. You are making up this story and you're sticking with it for like 10 fucking years.
I think it's more like 13 years.
Whatever. Feels like a decade.
Oh, wow. Good thing that person doesn't listen to the podcast. She wouldn't get it anyway.
She wouldn't.
So anyway, I think you'll agree that I was doing the valiant thing by grabbing a weapon.
No, I won't.
Not you. I'm talking to the listeners.
No, they won't.
They're not going to think I'm some fucking coward. They have too much respect for me.
No, they don't. How does this relate to the podcast?
I have no fucking clue how this came up. Oh, because I talked about falling down a chimney and dying.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the same way the bat came in. Because
Chimney sealed now, no more bats. We never did find that bat.
No, it's probably still in your closet.
Don't get you.
Ain't going to get me. It's fucking scared of me. That's probably why it's hiding. It's like, oh, shit, that guy got a fucking snow scraper.
You probably sleep with one under your bed now.
So I get why they had to destroy the theater. Still breaks my heart that they destroyed that theater.
Because they destroyed your theater here?
Mm-hmm. I remember our local theater being destroyed. It was destroyed by the capitalist whores at Rite Aid.
I know. And now you refuse to shop at any Rite Aid in the country.
And I won't go to Walgreens either because Walgreens owns Rite Aid, I think.
Do you need a tissue?
Wallabies. No, I don't need a tissue.
You gonna cry about it?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
I'm over it. No, I'm not over it.
No, you're definitely not over it. You say, I hold a grudge.
This is the only grudge I hold. There's not a single other grudge I hold. I am not mad at anyone else. Except
Rite Aid.
Except Rite Aid for tearing down my goddamn movie theater. For a parking lot that nobody uses. They don't need a fucking parking lot. Plenty of parking out in front of the fucking store.
The parking lot is empty all the time.
All the time.
All the time.
There's never anybody parked there. The most pointless fucking parking lot. And they tore down my goddamn childhood mecca for it. So yeah, fuck you, Rite Aid. I'll never shop there ever again for anything.
Move along.
If you wanted to sponsor this podcast for $100,000, Rite Aid, I would not let you.
I would.
So we were talking about Killer Clowns from Outer Space. I went on that rant back then about how 80s movies used to make it seem like all punks were bad guys. Mm-hmm. It was like the stereotypical bad guy for the 80s. Mm-hmm. And they fucking did that in this goddamn movie with the gremlin. Stripe was a fucking,
the rocker.
Yeah, fucking mohawked punk. They're not even human. And they fucking did it.
Mm-hmm. No, they don't still do that. They just did it back then.
Yeah, but it was like his most defining characteristic was the goddamn mohawk.
I'm sorry.
It's so offensive.
I'm sorry.
So we're at the fucking end here-ish. Stripe is hiding amongst the toys. Mm-hmm. What's he hiding behind?
I don't know.
A goddamn E.T. toy.
I noticed he was hiding like E.T., how E.T. hid in the stuffed animals when he came out. And I didn't realize E.T.
The one
was...
right in the front, he was surrounded by a bunch of stuffed animals, but the one right in front was a fucking E.T.
Oh. Ha ha. And then he found a water fountain.
Yeah.
Ready to procreate.
Yeah. It's not very fun, though. Just fucking getting wet.
I have to do that to procreate,
Wow. So, he has the aim of your average fucking stormtrooper. The only thing he hit him with was the goddamn crossbow arrow in the arm. And then he shot that gun a bunch of times, missed everything. Mm-hmm. And...
Gizmo saves the day.
Yep. Like seemingly every vampire movie we've ever watched, a ray of sunlight...
Bright light!
...vanquishes the villain in the nick of time.
It's all bubbling, gross snot on the floor.
Yeah, it was so fucking gross. That was grosser than any... Like, that was worse than any of the violence. Mm-hmm. I didn't think it was overly violent.
No. Definitely not PG.
No, but definitely not R either.
Yeah. Then again, though, Scar with Simba and he just throws him down like that. I mean, that's pretty fucking violent.
That's as violent as anything in this movie.
Yeah.
Fucking kills a family member.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those Disney movies, violent as fuck.
Snuggling up with a corpse?
Yeah. Ugh. Fucking weird.
Yeah.
Weird shit. So, like, Billy and his family have to fucking move, right? They can't live in that town anymore.
Yeah. Can't live in that house.
No, well, it's gross, but...
Guts everywhere?
He could probably clean that neither. He could probably invent something to clean that up. You know what I mean?
I think his smokeless... ashtray is going somewhere, though.
Yeah, it's fucking going somewhere, all right. So, that's it. I don't think the bathroom buddy's going to work out. I don't think the smokeless ashtray is going to work out. I don't think the coffee maker's going to work out. But everything...
You'll get it big at some point, babe.
Everything did work out in this movie. Some people are dead. At least one of them. Nobody really died that I was upset about.
And then Gizmo said, bye, Billy.
Yeah, and that was adorable and sad.
It was sad. He made a friend. He did hint, though. He said, maybe one day you'll be ready.
Oh, yeah.
There's more.
There's one more. So the movie had a budget of $11 million.
Okay.
How much did it make at the box office?
$50 million.
Not even close.
Okay.
$212.9 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
I saw it on TV.
Oh, yeah. This was on everything all the time.
Yeah. My dad used to watch movies on Sundays. Like, my grandma would go to church, and he'd watch a movie, and then we'd go to her house to eat Sunday dinner.
So you didn't go to church?
If I went to church, I didn't get to watch the movie. But if I stayed home from church, I got to watch the movie. So some days I chose movie, some days I chose church.
Did you know what the movie was prior?
No, no one knew what we didn't have TV guide. We were poor.
You were not that poor.
We had 15 channels. We just watched whatever was on.
Well, you had 15 channels because you lived out in the sticks. You could afford a fucking TV guide, though.
We didn't have one.
The sounds of it. So you were just surprised
by... We had the knob on the TV. We didn't have a freaking clicker at the time.
So you were just surprised by what was on TV.
Yeah, but there was always a movie on Sundays. Sometimes it was Indiana Jones.
Yeah, Steven Spielberg. You a big Spielberg fan?
No, it was just whatever was on.
So you guys didn't have cable or anything?
No.
I'm actually kind of surprised this was on your basic ass cable.
It wasn't cable. It was just the regular channels from an antenna.
Wow.
Yeah. Y'all don't know what antennas are up here because you have mountains.
Yeah.
But down there, antennas work. Get your channels.
Yeah. No antennas. But your dad ended up being one of those guys with like a DirecTV dish.
Yeah, later.
With a hacked car.
Yeah, later.
Did he have one of those big satellite dishes in his fucking yard,
oh,
too?
Oh, yeah.
Ugh.
Big fucker. Uh-huh.
Did it work good?
Yeah.
I always wanted one of those.
And he jailbroke it, too, so we had all the free channels.
Well, the free channels are free.
No, I mean, like, we had all the channels that you pay for, but we had them for free.
Oh. Those were the days.
Yeah.
Now nobody has fucking cable.
Nope, just stream everything.
So where do you put this movie?
Oh, let me get my paper. Put it at number 3.
I thought you would have liked this movie more.
Well, I'm sure it'll stay at number 3 for a while. I'm not going to like many other movies. And there's a nostalgia factor for this one since I did watch it when I was a child. And I like Gizmo. But Books of Blood was pretty good. Like, I don't know.
I just bought Books of Blood. Are you going to read them?
No.
Why not?
I don't want to.
How do you know?
I know what I want to read.
You don't even know what Books of Blood are about.
I don't want to. Thank you.
But you might if
oh
you...
Oh my God, I don't, what do you mean I might? I said I don't. I don't even want to read what it's about. I don't care. I don't want to read it.
That is so confusing. It's just because I like it, isn't it? You don't want to like something I like?
You get on my nerves so much.
Like, when?
Like, right now. Like, right now. You're on my nerves.
Should I apologize?
No. Say goodbye, Rich.
Goodbye, Rich.
Bye.